Lori, go ahead. You said you had some notes or some thoughts that you want to share from the Word that you have written down in your Bible. Yeah, go right ahead,
huh? Okay. I was just saying that for years now I've been writing down little poems and phrases and quotes and such in the front and the back of my Bible. And so I was looking at some of them that would pertain to following the Lord. I'll just read a couple. You know, we're talking about Paul suffering the loss of all things and knowing that we have done such as well. And I'm just trying to pick out a couple here. This is one I love, that Erwin Lutzer, who is a contemporary right now here of us, says,
if, pastor,
yeah, yeah, if God is in control, I don't need to be. I mean, just a phrase, a common sense phrase, but really comforting. If God is in control, I don't need to be. And then another one, I don't know who said it. Yes, Lord, one great eternal yes to all my Lord shall say, to all I know or yet shall know of all the untried way. It's that yes, Lord. And Doug, you said in 2002, I have a quote by you, once the vision is in view, the pathway is straight. That is true. And a couple more here. Let's see. Well, I think it was Martin Luther, wasn't it, that said, here we stand, we can do no other, God help us. Or here I stand. I don't know how he said it.
It might have been
D.G. Barnard. Maybe it was. Okay. Let's see, because I've got lots written. He maketh no mistake. My Father's way may twist and turn. My heart may throb and ache. But in my soul I'm glad I know He maketh no mistake. There's so much now I cannot see, my eyesight's far too dim, but come what may, I'll simply trust and leave it all to Him. For by and by the mist will lift, and plain it all He'll make. Through all the way, though dark to me, He made not one mistake. That's just, to me, those are little poems that just represent somebody really pressing on with the Lord. And the Lord taking them through. And Amy Carmichael, we sing this song, but it's really beautiful. From prayer that asks that I may be sheltered from winds that beat on thee. From fearing when I should aspire. From faltering when I should climb higher. From silken self, O captain free, thy soldier who would follow thee. From subtle love of softening things, from easy choices, weakenings. Not thus are spirits fortified, not this way went the crucified. From all that dims thy Calvary, O Lamb of God, deliver me. Give me the love that leads the way, the faith that nothing can dismay, the hope no disappointments tire, the passion that will burn like fire. Let me not sink to be a clod, make me thy fuel, flame of God. Now that's a woman who lived Philippians 3, 1 through 17. And another quote by Amy Carmichael, don't be surprised if temptations come. The one way out is to throw yourself, everything you have to give, into the service to which you've been called. Paul spoke of himself as an offering being poured out on the sacrifice and service of your faith. That's what you must be. Nothing kept back. And as you give all, you find all. Often his call is to follow in paths we would not have chosen. But if in truth we say anywhere, Lord, He takes us at our word and orders our goings. And then he puts a new song in our mouths, even a thanksgiving unto our God. There is a wonderful joy to be had from knowing that we are not in the way of our own choice. At least I have found it to be so.
Who said that?
Amy. Oh, Amy Carmichael. Yeah. Anyway, I've got many more, but that's all I'll read. Because I've just got them written just on every inch.
You got all that stuff away in there. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else?
Okay, amen.